You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Mark Easterbrook in the studio. Morena, Mark.
Morena, Rachel. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. It's lovely to have you up here. It's been a wee while.
It has been a wee while, possibly since last year's Going West. We were talking about that.
Yes.
But it's always lovely to be back up at BFM.
Oh, and likewise. And we are talking about Going West again this morning,
yes.
But a little bit different than people might normally experience the festival.
Yes, a little bit different indeed. So every September for the last 24 years, this is the 25th year, Going West Writers Festival has happened out in Tauranga and other parts of West Auckland. We normally do all the planning for the festival, of course, at the start of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So around March and April is normally where we're locking down what writers are coming, who's, you know, the program's locked in. There's this little thing happened earlier this year that...
don't know if you guys know about it. This little virus thing.
Guys, you should go online. So this little thing called coronavirus happened, and of course we, with no magical crystal ball, didn't know what September looked like and thought, okay, in good conscience, can we hold a big public event that we have to book everyone for now?
Yeah.
Probably not the right thing to do. So we did a little pivot, as they say in modern business terms, did a little pivot, and... talk to our friends, all our various funders, Creative New Zealand and whatnot, and said, hey, what if we did something different? Because what we've done at Going West at the Writers' Festival every year from the beginning is capture broadcast quality audio of every session.
That's so pretty special to have like nearly 25 years worth of
amazing. Yeah.
You know, archives.
You name a New Zealand writer of note and they are somewhere on a CD in that archive. So that archive has been kept in Auckland Libraries out in Henderson.
Cool.
In sort of a research collection that it was always accessible if someone wanted to go and get it and listen to it, but it was all, you know, filed away on CD.
Yeah, totally.
So we've been talking about how do we get this out to the world for quite some time, and kind of finding an opportunity in crisis, we went, hey, well, this year, let's just focus on getting all those amazing recordings out into the world, which is what we've started doing. So online at goingwestfest.co.nz, we've started putting up... two or three of these recordings every week.
Awesome.
So we're well into it now. We've got about 15 up there now, and we'll continue going through for the next few months, possibly into next year.
How are you kind of deciding what goes up first? Are you doing it chronologically, or have you got a little bit from different years kind of coming in?
But things from all over the place at the moment. So we've got a team, Robin Mason and James Littlewood, who are doing the job of curation.
Mm-hmm.
So Robin's an amazing... she's sort of collated all the history of the festival over the years and knows it inside out. So they're going through and sort of cherry picking good things. And there's sort of three kinds of recording. We've got the classic Writers' Festival panel discussion or one-on-one interview where you have a writer talking to a host and chatting about their book
books.
And the things and stuff. And some of those are amazing. We've got some oratory. So every year we have a keynote speaker on the opening night who gets up and does a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a few of those up there. And then we have some performance pieces, because every year we try and include at least one little bit of music.
Yeah.
And it's often something quite amazing. I mean, one of the ones we've put up already, which I love, which on the night was incredible, is Moana Maniapoto and Patty Free from Pitch Black do a show called Two, which is the two of them doing a collection of songs completely in Te Reo Māori.
That's awesome.
Lyrics written by Scotty Morrison.
What a cool combo of people.
Like,
wow.
If you thought Scotty Morrison was already over-talented, he also can write song lyrics.
Too cool, Scotty Morrison.
And not even like translated lyrics that Moana had written. It's like he wrote them and then she sings them.
Oh,
and
that's so
really
cool.
Awesome. So that's up there as a great musical piece. We've got an incredible one from last year. So last year we were lucky enough to host the launch of Witi Ihamata's second volume of memoir called Native Son. And that's quite a powerful, moving book about some really intense stuff that happened to him in his youth.
Mm.
And he did a piece where he was reading from the book whilst Kingsley Spargo, he's a musician who does amazing soundscapes and brings in Māori instruments and all kinds of things. He created this kind of whirl of noise and power whilst Witi read, and there was a lot of tears
in
the room
combo.
For that.
Yeah.
I think there was even some tears on stage. So that went up a week or so ago. There's something exciting coming up this week. Oh, this John Campbell talking to Roger Shepherd. There you go. That's one for the BFM listeners. This
is amazing. So these are just like absolute cultural gems that you've got here.
Yeah, they are. And I think we probably not took it for granted, but we kind of forgot that they are really important little bits of cultural history.
Well, when you've got to organise a new festival every year, you sort of have to have an eye on the future a little bit. But in some ways, it's kind of nice to be forced to stop and take stock of what you've actually done in the past.
Yeah.
And you just rediscover all these amazing pieces that have gone on there.
Yeah, and people who aren't with us anymore that we don't get to hear from anymore. It's one thing, a week or two ago, we put up a session from a number of years ago with Michael King, the historian, and you know, you can still read Being Pakeha and Being Pakeha Now and his history of New Zealand and all those things, but this is an hour of him in a one-on-one conversation
that you can
listen to. And so, and there will be more and more of those that start to come out, and that people that you wouldn't get to go and hear again. Just to bringing a tone down from
Totally. But and what a treasure that is to have. I mean, it's important in the history of New Zealand to have these oral accounts of people who have done incredible work in music and in writing and in the history of the country as well, because we have still got such new like writing about our cultural narratives as well, and the writers' festivals are always great places where those conversations get had, and it's important to be able to listen back to them and keep sort of understanding that again.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there are people who probably go, oh, writers' festival, middle-aged Pakeha talk about their books, and there's a little element of that, but I don't think any writers' festival is really that.
Yeah.
It is a cultural conversation. It is a who are we, where are we, where are we going, who could we be conversation.
It's really exciting as well, and also might, you know, bring it to some people who didn't have a chance to go for whatever reason in the past, and to be able to go so far back as well, right back to when it started,
is pretty special. And the very first session is awesome. It's so the very, very, very first session that happened at Going West, first words spoken were in Te Reo. The first session is about that kind of breathing life into words from a Māori perspective. So, you know, it's always been something a little bit different to, it's not Suburban Book Club. Yeah. It never has been. God damn it. We're not as white as I look. But, you know, and even just last year, one of the first sessions we put up this last year, we did a session in partnership with Auckland Museum, and they allowed a group of young and diverse writers to go into the collection, documentary heritage collection at the museum, and find something that resonated with them and got them to write a piece on it. And then we had them at the festival reading what they wrote.
That's amazing.
And that was, it was awesome, you know, and it's just, yeah, it's exciting. And there is so much, and there will continue to be more as we release it. So
this is such a cool thing, Mark, and very easy to access. If people do want to listen to any of these, where can they go and find
them? They can go online to goingwestfest.co.nz. In fact, you can probably go to goingwest.co.nz and it will redirect you. I think we finally wrestled that URL back from the goingwest.co.nz lived somewhere in the bowels of Auckland Council. From Waitakere Council days, unused.
Oh, no. And you're like, we want that back.
We have a very smart techie person on hand who managed to find a way to get that back.
10 points.
So they can go to the website, or if they follow us on Instagram or on Twitter or on Facebook, they can see those updates regularly, or even better, sign up. We have an email newsletter which goes out each week with a digest of the ones we've done that week. And if you keep an eye out in the next week or so, I think I might even wrangle some books out of someone kind and do a little bit of a freebie to give away.
Awesome.
For people who sign up to the email newsletter, but that'll be next week. So watch the socials for that.
Mark, thank you so much for coming and chatting to us about this.
That's all right. And I just want one sneaky little thing at the end. Anyone who has been to Going West before and is a bit sad that they can't go to Going West this year, we are looking to do something.
Ooh.
We won't be doing a full-blown festival in September like we have in the past, but somewhere towards the end of the year, we will still find a way to hold something that marks the fact that it's our 25th birthday.
Fantastic.
So stay tuned for that.
That sounds great. Well, cheers for coming in, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks
for
having me.
I'm looking forward to diving into some of those. They sound fantastic.
I should have been prepared and bought a sample for you to listen to. But
we'll just have to go and listen at home.
This is just going to generate traffic because people have to go there and find them for themselves.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.